Through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morning, Tim. How are you today?
I just realized that in the sting, which we've been using for like over a year now, right? Haven't been for over a year.
How long has the pandemic been? 2 years, I think, nearly. Truly.
God damn. Long time. That's crazy. That sting says I'm supposed to be wielding a bat of broadcasting injustice. I kind of forgot, but am I supposed to be like hauling people over the calls every week?
I mean, that's up to you. You know what? We do it sometimes, and then sometimes we just discuss things politely, and I think that balance is good. So I think we're doing well here, Tim.
Sweet ass. I'm not just some like ranting, raving lunatic.
No.
Saying what broadcast is doing. Well, speaking of that,
I was going to say, neat little segue. Skrrt.
Yeah. Today I want to talk about talkback.
Talkback.
There's a lot happening in the weird and wonderful world of talkback radio in New Zealand. And actually, I say radio. I'm going to use that term liberally because now it's 2022. We've got some that are traditional radio stations that are owned by one of our two monoliths. Jewelits? What do you call it when there's two?
Duopoliths? No, I don't know.
There you go. Today FM has launched. Today FM is owned by MediaWorks, and this is the brand new kid on the block going up against Newstalk ZB. And it's a really interesting beast. The big ticket item with this new station is that Tova O'Brien is the breakfast host.
Yes.
Tova, everyone, I think, will sort of be at least tangentially aware of who Tova is. She's a really dogged political reporter who was formerly on the TV news that you'd see a lot. And she's anchoring this breakfast show with a guy called Mark Dye, who from memory used to be on ZM. And sort of gives this, really signals the intention of this new talkback station that's been created. So it's been interesting to watch, right? Because you've got Newstalk ZB, which is this juggernaut in the ratings and has been for ages. And it's, I would sort of perceive it as this old crotchety man. It's got very conservative opinions. It's politically right-wing. It's fiscally conservative in its outlooks.
It's your uncle at Christmas. It's that particular relative.
It is. And I would say sort of built quite a lot of the brand of that station around Mike Hosking, who would personify all of those things that I've just described. And so MediaWorks has tried to go up against them previously with a thing called Magic Talk that just like didn't work, which was this, it was a weird kind of hodgepodge attempt at trying to out News Talk. But today seems to be doing this other thing where they're like, hey, what if we did a talkback station, but it wasn't like super old, super conservative.
Yeah.
It just seems to have this branding of kind of like a younger, more upbeat approach to broadcasting.
Which is quite interesting way to sort of, I guess, set sail with a new venture.
It is, especially in talkback radio, because talkback radio is so, and this isn't like a local New Zealand thing, this is the world over.
Yeah, totally. It's like the precursor to podcast guys, you know? It's that whole world.
It truly is. It is. It's a very like white male conservative dominated genre of broadcasting. And so this new venture is kind of interesting. I'll just take you down the list of who's on the roster there. So Tova is on with Mark Dye in Breakfast, their flagship show. Duncan Garner is on the station from 9 till noon. Their daytime show is Leah Panapa and Mark Richardson. Mark Richardson, I would sort of class as bit of a news talk guy in my experience. The drive show is hosted by Lloyd Burr and Wilhelmina Shrimpton, and Polly Gillespie, who people my age will recognise from an illustrious career on ZM. She's anchoring the night show, which I cannot wait to listen to. It launched on Monday. Like, she writes the craziest stuff. She's been writing columns for years and years and years, and often it's just the most unhinged in a monologue. And I'm so excited to find an evening one night this week, because she's on solo for 4 hours every night of the week, I have no idea what is going to come out of that woman's mouth on at night, but I'm sure it'll be interesting. Paul Henry is the station voice. So the station voice is like all of those little audio tags that like, to do, you affirm. They picked Paul Henry to record all of those, which is kind of interesting. I know I'm dropping a lot of names and not everyone's a big media nerd, so you might not know who all these people are, but like Paul Henry's this kind of oft-cancelled and then revived broadcasting personality in New Zealand who just randomly now pops up on TV and radio, but used to be... We used to anchor the morning show on TVNZ for ages and was a bit of a firebrand, but has sort of bailed on the New Zealand audience at large because he kept getting in trouble too much. So it's interesting to hear his voice there.
This is a very strange mix of people. It's not necessarily like... I mean, I see what you mean about it, giving quite a different impression than perhaps what you'd expect when you look at the wheelhouse of talkback. What have we kind of... heard from it so far? Has it sort of lived up to this idea that it's maybe moving in a more quote-unquote liberal direction, or what has been the sort of feedback?
I'm not even sure if liberal exactly is the right I guess it is compared to
better there, but
compared to Newstalk ZB, that's probably right, but you know, that's like saying that is something drier than water. It's a bit of a flawed comparison to throw at it. Well, for example, Tove O'Brien, like we all know that she's a huge political junkie. So on her debut show, she had Helen Clark and John Key and got hung up on by Winston Peters because Winston Peters was booked. The producer said, well, Winston Peters said, I do not want to answer any questions or be asked any questions about the Tauranga by-election that's coming up. And the producer said, that's fine. And then he got on air and Tove was like, hey, why don't you want to talk about the Tauranga by-election? So he hung up immediately, which is just like, you know, a nice write-up. But you can even tell by the website that they've got, just the kind of stories that are on there. All of these broadcasters now, they really work people to the bone because they're all having to produce all of these thick pieces and blogs, essentially. It's just like a big content factory. And they're all kind of like... pretty sort of middle of the road, non-offensive, you know, Mark Richardson talking about his lawn sort of stuff. And I kind of think that that is the way to take on Newstalk ZB. It's presenting a more connected version of what New Zealand life is like day to day rather than the sort of chicken little, you know, the government's cooked, everyone's out to get you, we're slipping into a communist dictatorship. It's like you can only say that for so long before you look like a dick because it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
So I think this approach that Today FM's taking, you know, over the long term, it might win them that coveted 18 to 35 listenership of people who are listening to Talkback. I don't know who's in both those camps, but if there's any people under 40 listening to Talkback, I'd suggest that Today FM's probably the place they'll go.
We've had a few texts from people who probably were that age when BFM used to have Talkback, remembering Timothy Giles used to do the Talkback here at BFM in the evenings, and also a Teenage Hugh Sunday as well, which is like a very different style of Talkback yet again to the kind of Talkback even that Today is probably bringing to the air.
To throw another name into the mix, some people around that era will remember Bomber, Martin Bradbury, who has since become this... how would you describe him? Martin Bradbury has become a very loud, kind of weird version of a left-wing blogger, I guess. Just a bit of a depiction of an internet guy screaming into the void, tweeting a lot of things that aren't sort of getting picked up by anyone. But anyway, Martin Bradbury is one of the people who is attached to this new outfit called The Platform, which was another outlet I wanted to talk about. So this is the online-only streaming talkback station, station entity, that's been created by Sean Plunkett and is launching soon but hasn't yet. So they're producing a bunch of essentially blog pieces on their website, but the radio component of it hasn't kicked off yet. I talked about this a few weeks ago. It appears to be funded with $3 million of someone's private money
that interesting
will not be revealed, and the on-air cast are largely a bunch of people who have been let go from other broadcasting outlets, so naturally the branding for that outfit is very against quote-unquote cancel culture. Annie O'Brien might be a person people know. She's their digital editor, and Annie O'Brien's big claim to fame is this turf organisation called Stand Up for Women. Is that what it's called?
Speak Up for Women.
Speak Up for Women, yes. So she, and like she, you know, she's playing the same old song. She's just been Official Information Act requesting schools throughout the entire country querying what their policies are around teaching kids around gender identity and sexual orientation.
Boo
so
wins, just boo
yeah, like it makes you want to slam your head against the wall.
I've got a song that woman gets for up us to end on when we get there eventually, which is around that around that there, Tim.
Well, yeah, the platform I'd say is the one I'm probably most concerned about going into the future. I just want to give a shout out as well to there's another outfit called the Department of Conversation, led by this guy, Pat Brittenden, who's in Dunedin. I've been on a show a few times, and he started this online talkback thing where he's just getting, I don't want to be disparaging, but a bunch of randos essentially to come on and host shows in kind of like a, you know, a fun sort of low stakes way. But
yeah, yeah,
they get great guests on. They've been talking about Ukraine a bunch and getting journalists who are actually stationed over there in Ukraine to talk with them.
Cool.
They're covering world and New Zealand events, and they're just getting, you know, broadcasters, comedians, politicians to sort of anchor shows randomly on this thing that Pat started called Big Hairy News. So if people want to check that out, they could Google. Yeah, yeah, he's good with names, you know, Department of Conversation. It's a clever one for Kiwis. And that one's a bit of a sort of, you know, a lighter, more fun touch that's just more conversations and interviews and long form stuff. Whereas the platform, I fear what that thing is going to turn into
It
launches.
That
I think it's
going to.
I predict it's going to find a little audience of those kind of conspiracy theory dudes, and then it's going to go, oh, these are our people, and then it's going to lean into that, and I think it's going to get very dark very quick.
Yes, let's keep an eye on that one. They all sound very interesting, though. It is a strange and intriguing time for talkback in Aotearoa. Thank you so much, Tim Batch.
You're welcome.
We're going to finish on Unsanitary Napkins' track, Speak Up for Women, You Don't Speak for Me. See ya!
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.